All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Listen, this is exciting. Roberto brought it right there. Rico, can you ask me what time it is? Can you do that for me?
Michael Giovicious. Valente. What time is it, my friend?
It is 2:03, and Sheila Ford Hamp still hasn't spoken or issued a statement. Still. And this is where I want to begin the show today, because we're loaded. I love what we have planned. But I can't get over this, and I need you, Rico. I need my spiritual chaplain, Hatchet Man, who could be summoned to the delivery room at any moment. That call was being made at 1:55. David's here right now. He's also guaranteed he's going live on the wireless from the delivery room to give us the play-by-play. Very exciting.
Well, Mike, I asked him, did he inform the UPS guy as well? And he said that was next on his list.
Perfect. I need you guys to help me. All right. And I need you, the listener, to help me. I cannot work my way past my anger, and it's anger, at Sheila Ford Hamp. Because there's nothing worse than being BS'd. I mean, being lied to, like at least you know the person was doing it for direct reason. But like when you hear the media build up whatever Ford is currently running the team, I mean, this team's passed around like family bread. Oh, here, well, it's your turn. Oh, you waited long enough, here, it's your turn. Oh, this person's not around anymore, so now it's your turn. Oh, your brother screwed up, but you're still here, and it's your turn. We're just passing dinner rolls at the table. So now Sheila's waited around, she's 70, and now she gets her chance. She took the stage and said, I hate to lose. Do you? I will be more available. Are you? Just 10 days ago or so, Mike Rothstein wrote an expansive profile piece on you where you didn't make yourself available. And we sit here right now with this football team at 1-3, with your head coach spitting in the face of your customers. And Sheila, I got to be honest, he's spitting in your face too. Because he's getting up at that podium and he's pointing the finger at the last regime. I don't care what Doug and Scott have to say. And he's a delusional maniac. And your product, your baby, the only thing people really know you for now, right? You're the owner of the Lions. No one cares that you're friends with Jeff Daniels. He's driving it into Middle Earth. And where are you? Where are you? No one's looking for you to do a weekly radio show. That's a bad idea. Jerry Jones shouldn't do that. But to me, you're at the bye week. And outside of Adam Gase, maybe Dan Quinn, Matt Patricia's in that holy trinity of hot seat coaches who should be fired. Bill O'Brien got let go yesterday. Here's the next level of it, Rico. It's primarily her fault these two are around. What did you hear all winter? Ask anyone who's in the know. Oh, well, Sheila's been helping her mom run this thing and been a power broker, her and Stephen Hamp. She's a primary reason Quintricia were brought back. She's a big reason. She empowered these guys to take a corner at three. This is her fault. See, this is the fun part now, Sheila. This is your show. So you get credit and you get blame. And I'm sick and tired of this family hiding. You think you can just hide in your Ann Arbor chalet? Ooh, we're going to do a Zoom for a charity. I don't care. Make decisions for the most important thing in your life, this football team. And if it's not the most important thing in your life, then you are not only as bad as your dad and your mom, you're worse. Because at least we know this was the most important thing in your dad's life. He was just god-awful at it. She absolutely needs to speak. She absolutely, at a minimum, should pen a statement. Or better yet, take one of the 15 assistants on your payroll, have them write it, and send it out. But say something. It's ridiculous. And if you weren't ready to get rid of this guy after the embarrassment that was Sunday, Rico, his actions at the podium after the game and then yesterday afternoon would have been the straw that broke the camel's back. It's over. You are now getting up on this podium and you are taking shots at good men. And now you are up at this podium and you are basically lying to us. You are treating us like we are stupid. Oh, I say I have a lot of work to do a lot. Stop it. Stop. Rico, I'm incensed about it.
I see.
And I know it's the Fords, brah. Why are you know what they are? Because I don't suffer fools. I can't sit here and act like it's acceptable. It's not. And later in the show, and I know Rico's, he loves it when I geek out on stuff. I have the top five most dysfunctional situations in the league. Oh, where'd you get them from? Nowhere. I did it. And you're going to see a common theme. I could do it right now, but I'd rather throw the number out and hear from Rika. I want to know where you guys are at with Sheila Ford-Hamp. Do you even have an expectation she should speak or release a statement? We know she's not going to fire this man today, although he should be. My question is, am I being unfair in that I blame her primarily for the reason these two are back? Who are we kidding? She took over the team early enough. She got to make that decision. Or if she didn't make it exclusively, she was sitting at the head of the table and had the ability to take that little hat from Survivor and put it out on Patricia's torch. Get off the island. She could have done that. She didn't. And here we sit. And just like her father, and just like her mother, and just like her brother, they hide. Nowhere to be found. Nowhere. And I would argue there is no other owner who has more of a duty to come out and speak right now than her. You could offer up Woody Johnson, but he's busy playing pretend from the embassy in London. The whole point is we deserve better. You deserve better. You, the poor bastards that have had to root for this vomit for 60 years. We deserve better. And after what he did yesterday at that podium, that was a disgrace. That was an affront to your common sense. I don't know how she's not out there. But then again, I check my notes. She's a Ford. This is what they do. Nothing. And they hide. And they sit there. I can't get over it. I can't. It's a day later. I'm still angry. I admit it.
Mike, here's the thing. They're the Fours, as you stated. I haven't reached that point yet because they're in the bye week. I'm giving her 72 hours to sit there, to have a powwow with all the people who are in charge, to bring Rod Wood in, to bring in everybody to figure out what's going to happen next.
Rod Wood.
If this were
the family bank.
If this were the If they were playing this Sunday, then yeah, I would think that there would be a statement out now. But because you technically have 2 weeks before the next game, use this week, this time, as an evaluation. Where are we going? That should be the key question. And the only question in the room, where are we, or I guess, where are we going and what are we doing to get there? Because right now, we're not spinning our wheels. They're going backwards. It's Amen. Getting worse. It's Amen. Not. And that was the thing that was really kind of the unnecessary shot at Caldwell, because people take it, oh, you think that Jim Caldwell was this great coach. I don't. What I'm saying is, at the time, if you're going to fire a person with a 9-7 record, and I hear people, well, he didn't win against good teams. He was 9-7. He beat the teams he was supposed to beat, okay? The next coach, the bar is already set at 9-7. You have to take us further than that. You got 10-6, 11-5. Dare I say, get into the teens with the victories. But instead, this coach has finally won his 10th game. That's an embarrassment in year 3. So there's really nothing that you can say to keep this man around other than, well, I just kind of want to give him another chance. You're giving him the Clay Ford pass that he did for every...
I'm not even sitting here telling you, oh, well, unless he's fired today, I'm saying just talk. Release a statement.
And that's
release
what I'm saying.
A video. Just speak.
Mike, Wednesday by 5 is where I expect something. I'm giving you 72 hours to think about this, to come up with something. Guys, Mike, it could be, hey, Detroiters, I'm feeling your pain. We're not happy about this either. We are looking into this situation. Sign Sheila.
It's something.
I think that would be enough for most people to say, you know what? You're not playing us for stupid. You see how bad this team is.
Yeah, well,
so,
your coaches.
Okay, thanks.
Your coach thinks you're all stupid.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.